Hey, Web Church members, Robert with you here for the second half of September and our mentoring topic this month on the shoes of peace as we talk about the armor of God. But hey, before we get into this week's mentoring insight into the shoes of peace, I've got some really exciting news for you. We just found out that tomorrow, so I'm actually recording this a few days before you will hear this. So by the time you hear this recording, we will have a palette of my brand new book, Realms of Power, in hand and in our online web store. All you have to do is go to patriciakingministries.com and order it. And here's what's cool. Because we've got this palette early because of the author copies and everything else and the books we ordered that came with my author copies, we get to offer you guys a pre-release special, because the book's actually not going to be available in hard copy or digital format, e-reader or actual hard copy of the book, until October 18th. That's when you can start to get it on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com and get an ebook at Kindle and an iBook at Apple iBooks, for those of you who like to read on your tablet readers, and it won't be in actual Christian bookstores until October 18th. But if you order it from patriciakingministries.com, you go to the store, you're going to get a special pre-release sale. We're going to give you 20% off every copy you order, and every single hard copy you order in the pre-release special through patriciakingministries.com web store will be signed by me and prayed over and blessed by me for grace for you all to move into the realms of power. I'm super excited to share this book with you. It actually came from an encounter I had with the Lord, where I was actually out at the running chores at the shops, and I came back into my Jeep, sat in my Jeep, and my Jeep filled up with the presence of God, and all of a sudden God started outlining the chapters of this book and giving me the different scriptures to highlight for each of the realms of power to help open our eyes to the realms of power that are available to us in Christ, but also giving me keys to make it simple to step out into the realm of power of every single chapter. So this, you know, I think it's a perfect place to talk about it. Our weekly mentoring audio is that this whole book is a mentoring book on how you can step into the realms of power available to you in Christ Jesus. Some of them are realms you would expect, like how to get into the realm of the working of miracles or the power of decree or the power of faith or the power to create wealth. But then there's other realms God showed me that we don't even realize are realms of power, and how to see them as realms of power, how to move into them as realms of power, and how to see your life filled with that power, and then through your life, everything, every sphere you're called to filled with that power. So I'm super, super excited to let you know that you can now go to our patriciakingministries.com web store and order your pre-release copy, and you'll not only get it before everybody else does through all the traditional outlets, but you'll get it at a 20% discount, and every copy you order will be signed, prayed over, and blessed. So super exciting news. I can't wait to hear your feedback on the book. But now let's get into this week's audio. We are continuing on in our September mentoring topic of the shoes of peace as we look at different aspects of the full armor of God. We are obviously in a warfare season. We see light and darkness, righteousness and wickedness battling everywhere. The good news is the light always wins. We just have to choose to step into it, operate in it, and we will see a manifestation of the victory that we have. Remember what I always love to talk with you about. What God taught me during some of the biggest battles I've ever been involved in, including decade-plus battle for my health, is for me the big shift came when he helped mentor me into the understanding of we're never contending for something we hope to see one day. We're contending for a greater manifestation of what we know is ours. When we know we have it in Christ, even if we haven't yet seen it in our life or in this realm, but we know we have it in Christ, all of a sudden things shift, things change. Because if we don't know we have it, then we're hoping to see it. We hope maybe we'll see it. We hope maybe if we pray in tongues, tongues more, or we read our Bible more, or we pray more, or we do this more or that more, maybe we'll get to see that promise. No, 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 that's not how the kingdom works. Everything has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Every spiritual blessing, everything pertaining to life and godliness, like we often talk about. That's Ephesians 1:3 and 2 Peter 1:3. We are given everything in Christ. We are given everything through Christ. We are given everything because of the covenant Jesus and his Father cut on our behalf. We can't earn any of it. We don't have to earn any of it, but we do need to choose to believe it so that the substance of our faith manifests what is already ours in Christ here in this realm of time and space, which according to Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28, is actually ours to steward in God, with God, and for God, by his power, with his authority, and all to his glory, but we're here to steward it. So when we know we have the promise, when we know we have the return prodigal, the financial breakthrough, the healing, we're not contending for something we hope to see one day, because when we approach it that way, if we're not seeing it, it's easy to get discouraged, it's easy to get frustrated, it's easy to get angry, it's easy to get disillusioned, it's easy to get our hope deferred, and then all sorts of stuff comes out of that, even to the point of losing faith. But when we know we have it, now it's not, oh God, I hope to see this one day, I hope you'll show up for me. It becomes, God, I know this is mine. I know you gave this to me through the shed blood of Jesus, through the finished work of the cross, through the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. Thank you that it's mine. And God, now I am believing, I am decreeing, I am declaring, and the substance of my faith is going to help manifest what's already your mine in you, through you, because of you, in my life. When we're contending for a greater manifestation of what we know is ours, the hunger's still there, the desire's still there. And there can even be a frustration there because we're not yet seeing that full manifestation. But it's a holy frustration coming from, I know this is mine in Christ. And devil, you don't get to stand in the way. You don't get to keep it from me. The light and power of the substance of my faith is greater because I am agreeing with, I am knowing, and I'm not questioning if I have it. I am declaring I do, and I will see it. That actually becomes a peace. Even in the midst of that desire, that hunger to see the promise made manifest, when we're not contending for something we hope, maybe I'll get to see one day, wouldn't that be great? I hope so. If not, I can't figure out why not. What am I doing wrong? Why isn't God showing up? No, no, all that goes out the window when we know we have it and we realize what we're contending for is a greater or fuller or full manifestation of that promise in our life that's already ours in Christ. That becomes a peace, even in the midst of the hunger, the desire, the zeal, the passion, the crying out of, God, I must see more of this manifestation. It's mine. I must see it. But we have a peace because we know it's ours. That's a whole nother area, because we tend to think of peace as this just sort of, I think we talked about this last time, almost like the super surfer chill, bro, of like, everything's okay, man. Everything's cool, man. I'm at peace, man. And there is a level of resting in God, obviously, knowing that even in the midst of the tests and trials, we have the victory in him. We know all about that. Jesus tells us that in Acts, what is it? Or sorry, not Acts, John 16:33, I believe it is, where he says, you know, in this life there's going to be tests, trials, tribulations, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. And then in 1 John, I think it's 5:4, the Apostle John tells us that this is what overcomes the world, our faith in Christ, our faith in what he's done. And now, even in the midst of the greatest challenges, trials, tribulations, battles, we have a peace knowing what he's done for us, knowing what he's given us, and knowing the more we agree with that from a place of faith, not anxiety, not fear, not hope, not frustration, not maybe, but from that place of knowing, there's a peace in that. And here's what's exciting. Romans 16:20 says this, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. I like, that's the New King James Version. I think of the New Living and the NASB says something like, the God of peace will soon crush Satan beneath your feet. So part of the shoes of peace is knowing the more we agree with what we have and we rest in that, and not passively rest in it, but rest in it by knowing it's ours and knowing no matter what we do or don't see at any given moment, we know what's ours, we know what Christ has won, done, and given, and that we're going to rest in that, have peace in that, and walk in that, agreeing with it, decreeing it, declaring it, not budging from it. That peace actually crushes Satan. It crushes the lies of Satan of, oh, this isn't yours. He's done this for Patricia and Ron, or he's done this for Robert, or he's done this for this person or that person, but he's not done it for you. No, he absolutely did it for all of us at the cross. That's ours. We can rest in that. Even when we're contending and sometimes violently warring and contending to see that full manifestation of what we know is ours, we're still at peace because we know it's ours. We're not maybe in the peace of like, oh, okay, I see the full promise manifested. I can relax now. No, we go to war, but we go to war with the victory, from the victory, knowing we have the victory, knowing we have the promise that they're yes and amen in him. So even while contending and warring for that full or fuller or greater manifestation of what we haven't seen yet, we know it's ours. We rest in that. We have peace in that. And that actually crushes Satan. Those shoes of peace are not just a safe place, not just a Psalm 91 harbor against the enemy, but they become a weapon of warfare. They become a way of taking territory, advancing territory. They become an offensive front, not just a defensive fortification that we can be in, feel safe, and be at peace. When we walk in the revelation of that the Word of God is absolutely true, everything it says is true, everything about God, everything about us, everything about what Jesus has won, done, and given, it's all true, 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 true. And when we rest in that and walk in that, that is a form of peace that actually crushes Satan beneath our feet. So here's what I want to encourage you in. The areas that are the biggest wrestle, we all have them, and at times we all, the wrestle isn't even so much against the enemy as it's trying to stay at peace and believing we have what we have not seen. I want you to think about any area, or ask Holy Spirit to help you highlight any area where you've shifted from contending for something you know is yours that you haven't seen yet, and you're in that place of striving, you're in that place of anxiety, you're in that place of unholy frustration, or maybe even borderline irritation with God of, why haven't you shown up for me? He showed up for us at the cross. And I say this with great compassion because I've lived this out many times over many years in many, many, many battles. But whenever I shift and I ask Holy Spirit for the grace and help, I'm going to pray for you for that in just a second. But when I ask for his help to shift me from that mindset of, oh, I want to see this, I'm desperate to see this, oh, will I ever see this, to, I know this promise is mine. I know you've done this for me, and I thank you that what I'm contending for is a greater manifestation. Now there's, we're walking in peace, and Satan will be crushed. It may not look like we think of as peace, like we just talked about, but it is a peace because you're at peace knowing you have it, even though you haven't seen it, and what you're contending for isn't something you don't have, isn't to see something you don't have that you hope to see one day. It's knowing it's yours, and contending for a greater manifestation. So right now, in the name of our great and glorious Savior, King, Lord, Deliverer, Healer, Provider, Protector, Lord of Breakthroughs, Jesus Christ, I'm asking, Father, that your grace and peace be multiplied unto every one of my brothers and sisters listening to this. Lord, give them a great grace to have peace in all that you've done, all that you've won, all that you've given, especially in the areas they're contending, especially in the areas they haven't seen the full manifestation yet. I break off the lie of the enemy that they're contending for something that they don't yet have, and they're hoping maybe to see one day. I break that lie of the enemy right now, and I declare, Lord, that they are contending in you, in your peace, to see a greater manifestation of what they know is theirs. They're contending from a victory, not for a victory in that area. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare it. And Lord, I now add my faith to theirs. I add my faith and the substance of my faith to the areas where they are wrestling and contending, that they have the promise, they'll see the promise. And in your mighty name, Lord, I add my faith and the substance of my faith to declare full manifestation of that promise that is already theirs. Come forth in every area. Come forth in repairing relationships. Come forth in prodigals returning. Come forth in financial breakthrough. Come forth in healing, healing, healing to the body, restoration to the soul, deliverance to strongholds in the soul. That, Lord, may every single stronghold of the enemy be broken right now, and may souls be restored. I command heaviness to lift off people. I command irritation, distraction, depression to be lifted off. I command any unholy frustration to be broken now, and a renewing of their faith in you, in your goodness, and in your complete, utter, and total victory that is won all, done all, and given all, and that they will contend from that place, and Satan will be crushed by those shoes of peace that they walk in. In your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen.